Now, the last few weeks I've been travelling, I've been dealing with my mum's birthday, my birthday, sickness and stuff like that. So, I've kind of semi-avoided the copper situation on the podcast. Now, copper, for everyone that hasn't noticed, is the copyright online, the Child Online Protection and Privacy Act that is going to be ravishing the YouTube world over the next few months. The FTC are also included in this, and YouTube are trying to dodge bullets and, you know, place it in the hands of the YouTube creator rather than themselves. Now, this has meant that people are panicked because they're not quite sure if their content is child-friendly or not child-friendly, if it's made for kids or if it's, like, made for adults, if this could end their career, if this could get them fined. Now, there is a long playlist on my YouTube channel. If you go to youtube.com/Alan Spicer and click on my playlists, there's 20, 30 odd videos in there, not just from me, but other creators as well, explaining what copper is and how that can affect you. But I also asked my community on the YouTube community tab on my channel what questions they specifically want answered, and hopefully these can help you. And that's what this week's podcast happens to be. If you have any questions, hop onto one of my videos at youtube.com/Alan Spicer, and maybe I can make a part two or part three as this unfolds over the coming days, weeks, and months, because this will be something that rolls into 2020. Hello and welcome to the Start Creating Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you grow on social media, from YouTube to Instagram and so much more. I am your host, Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. I have around about 12 years worth of experience in this industry, from web development to social media marketing and video editing in itself. This podcast will be about news, tips, tricks, and your submitted questions should you need any help within the social media space. So follow, subscribe, enjoy the ride, go out there, start creating. With all of these changes that are coming into effect, either with the terms and conditions or copper or FTC, people are quite rightfully confused. So I reached out to you via my community tab and I asked if you had any questions. I'm here to answer those questions and hopefully explain a few things that, as I understand them, about the copper law and how it might affect you. What happens to the animation channels geared to all ages, or the channels that are run by kids asking for a friend? Animation channels that are geared to all ages, as long as they are clearly geared towards all ages, should be fine. You flag them towards either made for kids, because then that way it covers all bases. Have a look at your analytics, have a look at your dashboard. If you know that 80% of your audience is more kids, then it's safer to err on the side of caution and flag yourself as made for kids. But if you're a general animation channel that's made for anyone to watch, but you're not specifically aiming for kids, then you can say not made for kids, and then you'd have to be willing to justify that if people were to communicate with you. When it comes to channels that are run by kids, if you are over the age of 13, then you are fine. You've got to be careful. Are you the 13-year-old? Are you on camera? Then it's made for kids. You are the focus. You are the audience. You are the demographic. Then you are made for kids. If you are under the age of 13, you are not supposed to be creating content on YouTube. You're not supposed to be creating anything to be uploaded on the internet most of the time. 13 is a demographic that doesn't have a digital right to be online or create content, unless you've got a parent behind you. Not in a creepy way, I mean agreeing that they will run your channel and help you. How should channels that have toys but are geared for adults proceed? If it's me and I'm sat there with my Ninja Turtle and I'm really happy about that Ninja Turtle and I'm picking apart how rare this one is and how it's 1 in 1,000 and how me as a collector, as an adult, how happy I am to get that Ninja Turtle, that's fine. However, if I'm playing with that Ninja Turtle to entice a kid, to give a story or to involve narrative that could bring children into a fantasy world that's clearly me giving them voices or telling them stories or nursery rhymes or songs. That's content made for kids, and you should flag it as made for kids. Could Copper ban us if we tell them that our video is made for kids 3 times? No, in fact, it's not the amount of times you tell them. In fact, you can create content for kids. They're not saying don't make content for kids. That's not what they're saying. What they're saying is if it is made for kids, it will be placed in a completely different bucket for advertisers. So currently, the way it works is advertisers can select any safe, monetizable content and place adverts on them. So if little Billy, who's 6 years old, watches a video of a Ninja Turtle, which is a completely safe, made for kids video, at the moment, we can then see where Billy then clicks off to another thing, or clicks off to another thing, or anybody else that's on that phone then goes off to Argos and Amazon and goes and buys a Welly boot. Little Billy goes back to the phone and he'll have Welly boots advertised to him because it's tracking where that phone or that person or that session watch time has been. Copper doesn't want Billy tracked at all. So what Copper does is it puts all of children content, stuff that is clearly focused on building an audience just for children, puts it in a little bubble over here. And anyone that watches this bubble can watch it as much as they want. It could be Peppa Pig repeats. It could be live streams of Peppa Pig. We've all seen them. That's fine. The kids can watch it as much as they want. But when they go off, they're not tracked. So any adverts that are shown to those kids are generic. They're not aimed at them. They don't know if they've watched Peppa Pig, then Game of Thrones, and then back to Peppa Pig, and then to, some form of chocolate, right? That way, advertisers can't specifically advertise at that kid as directly, and therefore that person doesn't make as much money because those adverts aren't likely to be clicked as often and aren't as dedicated to that audience. It's not YouTube or Copper saying stop making content for kids. Make as much content as you wish. If you're a kid, make as much content as you want, as long as you're over the age of 13 and have consent. It's not a problem. You can make kids' content. The argument is if you deliberately make kids' content and claim it's not for kids, even though you're trying to entice them in to sell them something. That's when it's wrong. Not the creating thing, not the uploading thing, not being a kid yourself. You're allowed to make kids' content. Just let YouTube know that it's for kids, and then they can serve the right type of adverts against it, not target it. When does YouTube decide whether a channel is commercially viable? Now, this is a misunderstanding. Commercially viable doesn't mean that if you don't make them money, they will close your account. Commercially viable is that grey area where currently they don't have any rules in place. So say for example you're making really good content but it's creepy, or it's deliberately aimed at a sexual perversion that isn't accepted. At the moment the content may be completely bland. Like the other year, people were uploading videos of their daughter at gymnastics, where she was learning a pose or doing the splits or whatever. And there was creepy little perverts in the comment section going, look at that leotard, and that's the bit where she splits a bit. And they were chatting and being weird and creepy. If you deliberately made weird, creepy content, deliberately uploaded stuff, deliberately stopped and pandered or upskirted and stuff like that, technically that content to upload isn't illegal. But if you're uploading it for nefarious means, that's the grey area that makes it not commercially viable. That's the point where you are getting a gun and teaching people how to strip it apart and recommission a decommissioned weapon to make it dangerous, or how to teaching people how to make their own auto stop at the back so it turns it from semi-automatic to automatic illegally. Those are the non-commercially viable areas, the things that they don't want on their website but they can't currently put a box around it to give you a slap wrist or give you a strike or ping you off straight away. That non-commercially viable is a caveat that they've put in there to cover their own back, to get rid of you should you be a bit too murky in that weird water. How do you blanket set all of your videos on mobile to are not for kids? You can't. You're gonna have to blanket set all of them on PC or go through manually, individually, one at a time on your mobile. I play an Android game called Boom Beach and I upload all of my Boom Beach content onto my channel. Do you think uploading Boom Beach content is made for kids or not? Once again, this depends on, are you deliberately pandering towards the kid? Are you Are you a young demographic? Are you a kid yourself? Are you showing your friends? Are you inviting your friends? Or in my case, am I ripping apart that game as a game developer telling you, well, that graphic's gone wrong and this menu's not right and this doesn't load? It depends on how you approach the content. If you're playing the game and you're playing with kids or you're playing with friends and you are a kid, it's possibly made for kids. If you're ripping it apart as a tech engineer, that's made for adults. What do you classify as taste testing videos? I think those can be adults. I think they can be children. Once again, it depends on who's the actual person doing it. If I'm doing a taste test thing, then it's possibly that it's a 35-year-old man eating American candy for the first time, and it might appeal to me, my demographic, and other people that find me funny. But if there's kids in there eating the sweets, then it's clearly for kids, made with kids, aimed at kids, and that falls under the made for kids. The general consensus seems to be is that you are scared that you are somewhere within that grey area. If you're not sure, ask yourself, am I a kid? Is this aimed at kids? What is the current demographic of my channel? Is it mainly children? Can I pivot towards a more adult-based niche? Or do I need to just admit that yes, it's made for kids and accept that that might affect my income? But remember, you can still make made for kids content. It's not illegal to make it. They're not going to kick you off the channel. You're not going to get copyright striked or community striked for it, as long as you mark it as made for kids. The only difference is that you'll lose some features, in which the features I have listed somewhere in a video up here, and those features may affect how you grow and may affect your income. If you want any more information on the whole copper situation, there's a playlist here. Go out there, start creating. Thank you for listening to the Start Creating podcast. If you want more tips, tricks and advice from Alan Spicer, that's me, then go to youtube.com/Alan Spicer and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. See you soon. Go out there, start creating.